Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for June 12th to the 18th, 2010. Israel says it will take measures to ease the Gaza siege, while settlements activities continue in the West Bank despite of international pressure and Palestinian nonviolent resistance. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the nonviolent actions in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, where hundreds of civilians joined the nonviolent activities organized this week in a number of locations in the West Bank and Gaza. The villagers of Na'aleen, together with international supporters, marched after the Friday prayer to their confiscated land where Israel is building the wall. Abu Amira, a member of the Popular Committee Against the Wall and Settlements in the Village, said some of the protesters wore the national dress of the United Arab Emirates and waved Emirati flags in a sign of gratitude to this Arab state for its support to the Palestinian people. Protesters also chanted slogans demanding Israel to remove the Israeli settlements from the West Bank, saying that all of these settlements are illegal. Abu Amira added that Israeli troops fired a number of tear gas canisters at the protesters, causing dozens of them to choke and few others to faint. In the meantime, a number of protesters were wounded when Israeli forces fired rubber-coated steel bullets and tear gas at a non-violent demonstration in the village of Bel'in near Ramallah's central West Bank. The demonstration started after the midday Friday prayer and was joined by international and Israeli supporters. Protesters attempted to reach their land, which were confiscated by the Israeli military, to build the wall. They carried Palestinian flags, banners, and signs, slamming the Israeli settlement activities in the West Bank and the latest decision to build 1,600 settler units in settlements near Jerusalem. In Bethlehem, dozens of residents from the village of Al-Masar protested the confiscation of their land and the construction of the wall on it on Friday afternoon. Israeli forces did not intercept the protesters who managed to reach their land. The marchers carried signs demanding the release of Hassan Brajiya, who was detained during the last week's protest. The Israeli military accused him of trying to burn a soldier. Eyewitnesses said that he was trying to put out a fire that caught his shoes when he accidentally hit an Israeli soldier. Meanwhile, in the nearby village of Wad Rahal, Israeli troops intercepted the protesters and did not allow them to reach their lands. The military commander warned the protesters that they will arrest everyone if they do not leave in 5 minutes, an order that was ignored by all protesters. Boy Scouts groups took part in the demonstration during which marchers demanded the lift of the siege on Gaza. Protest ended peacefully. In the Gaza Strip, hundreds of Palestinians marched to protest the buffer zone Israel is creating in the northern and eastern side of the Strip. The march, called for by the Popular Committee Against the Buffer Zone, started from the town of Beit Lahia to the area Israel is leveling to create the extended buffer zone. The march ended peacefully following speeches delivered by the organizers, who affirmed their commitment to the ongoing nonviolent resistance to the buffer zone and the siege on Gaza. U.S. envoy to Middle East peace George Mitchell is visiting the region within efforts to accelerate indirect peace talks between Palestinians and Israelis. Mitchell's visit is coincided with Israel's decision to ease the Gaza blockade. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari has the details.
Israeli inner cabinet decided Thursday to ease the Gaza blockade significantly. The decision includes allowing all food items, stationery, kitchen utensils and towels into the besieged coastal territory. Yet it excludes many other materials like cement and steel, except when needed for UN vital construction project. This week, Israeli cabinet discussed easing the blockade jointly with the envoy of the Quartet Committee for Middle East Peace, Tony Blair. International community, including the US and Europe, have demanded an ease of the blockade following Israeli deadly attack on an aid convoy to Gaza of international waters. The ruling Hamas party in Gaza branded the move as incomplete and merely media propaganda, demanding a complete lifting of the three-year blockade, which began with Hamas's takeover of the coastal enclave in June 2007. Raed Fatouh is a PA official who coordinates entry of goods into Gaza.
We consider this a positive step, yet it is not enough. We call on the Israeli side to allow entry of all 4,000 goods that used to enter the territory before the siege was imposed.
As international pressure on Israel to lift the blockade has reached paramount for the past 2 weeks, Secretary General of the League of Arab States, and visited the coastal territory through the now open Rafah crossing terminal. The visit took several hours, in which he observed the humanitarian situation and explored ideas from various Palestinian political factions in Gaza, including Hamas, over possible conciliation between Fatah and Hamas. Amr Musa, answering a question by IMEMC's correspondent in Gaza.
I believe that President Obama, what he said, that the situation in Gaza is unsustainable, it should not continue. Which means that the United States understands the perils of the continuation of the siege and works in the direction of lifting it in a certain political way or according to certain political initiative that we have to be involved in. What should be said also, what should be mentioned, is that the European Council of Ministers is going to meet tomorrow to discuss this, the case of siege, whether lifting or relaxing. But I would seize this opportunity to state publicly that taking the mayonnaise and tomato sauce and shaving cream out of the list is no relaxation. This is trivial, and it leads to many of us laughing during the day about this kind of attitude, which we do not consider serious or serious enough to have us deal with such a relaxation. Relaxation means a totally different thing, and relaxation should be on the road or as a step towards the total lifting of the siege.
At the internal level, efforts are underway to bridge the gap between the rival Palestinian parties Fatah and Hamas. Some Arab media sources suggested that a new initiative by the Arab League chief has been formulated during the latter's visit to the region. According to such media reports, Hamas might be invited to sign an Egyptian-produced national conciliation paper that Fatah has already signed on. Hamas has refused to sign. IMEMC's correspondent in Gaza talked to Fatah MP Ashraf Juma about current deadlocked national unity.
Hamas should first sign the paper, and then all Hamas reservations to such a paper can be taken into consideration. If such reservations are not taken seriously, nothing will be achieved.
Recently, both parties have exchanged invitations to a serious dialogue for the sake of reaching an agreement that would lead to national unity. Rami Al-Mighari, IMEMC.org, Gaza.
Israeli military attacks continue against the Palestinian population in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. At least 4 Palestinians were killed during this week. The details are with IMEMC's Brian Ennis.
During the last week in Gaza, Israeli forces continued to fire at Palestinian workers who were collecting construction materials. As a result, 4 workers were wounded in 4 separate incidents. On Monday, the 14th of June, Israeli troops moved into El Karara region in El Abasan villages east of Khan Yunis and fired 5 artillery shells at the area. No casualties were reported. On the same day, Israeli gunboats opened fire at Palestinian fishing boats in northern Gaza. No casualties reported. Israeli forces conducted 2 limited incursions into Palestinian areas of the Strip, during which they leveled areas of previously razed land. In the West Bank on the 11th of June, Israeli forces killed 1 Palestinian civilian in Wad al-Jouz neighborhood in East Jerusalem and wounded 1 Palestinian child. Israeli forces claimed that the victim was driving a car, did not obey orders to stop at a checkpoint in Wad al-Jouz, and attempted to run down 2 soldiers who were injured. Israeli forces conducted 24 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank, during which they abducted 39 Palestinian civilians, including 8 children. Israeli forces summoned a 7-year-old child for interrogation. Israeli troops stationed at military checkpoints in the West Bank abducted 2 Palestinian civilians. Israeli troops continued to harass Palestinian civilians at military checkpoints. On the 16th of June, Israeli forces, accompanied by a bulldozer, moved into Al-Abbasiyah quarter in Silwan Village.